There you go. That's recording now.
Logan says we're recording now. Yep. So here we go. 101, 102. I guess I should hit the right button. Oop, wrong one again. Let's try this. Here we go, everybody.
This is Joshua David Bellin, author of the young adult science fiction adventure Survival Colony 9, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
A year of work for a 4-minute flight. Isn't that something?
We're all ready if you are, sir.
Well, let's go find out if this... we got a breach in the perimeter. Thank you. Buzz Lightyear mission log. After a full year of being marooned on this planet, our first test flight is a go. Let's get everyone home.
Good luck, Captain. We're all counting on you!
Roger that.
There's a star waiting in the sky.
Hello, Buzz. Whoa. I am Sox, your personal companion robot. We'd like to
come and... We're being pursued by a... Just a massive robot!
That was utterly terrifying, and I regret having joined you.
Buzz!
Let all the children begin.
I can provide sleep sounds if you like. I have several options. Summer night, ocean paradise, whale calls.
No. White noise is fine.
Very well.
Good night, Sox.
Good night, Buzz.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gets Animated with Lightyear. I am Richard along with...
Logan here.
And as we said, we are doing Lightyear, but also, as a caveat, to mention that was Bay. Yeah, I'm really good. David Bowie's song Starman, so that was mixed in with the trailer, so we need to mention that. So if you kind of liked that, want to go check it out and haven't heard it before, check out David Bowie's Starman on your favorite...
Whichever music app you use.
Yeah, there you go. As Logan said.
There's at least a good half dozen of them, I'm pretty sure, but who knows?
Probably more than that by now. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to let Logan give us the brief details of this because we did not have a physical copy of this. We actually watched this on Disney Plus.
Yep. So we got it from
basically the internet
description.
A brief description. Yep.
Legendary Space Ranger Buzz Lightyear embarks on an intergalactic adventure alongside ambitious recruits Izzy, Mo, Darby, and his robot companion Sox. As this motley crew tackles their toughest mission yet, they must learn to work together as a team to escape the evil Zurg and his dutiful robot army that are never far behind. Which, weird description, but... mostly accurate.
Read the detailed information there, like when it was brought out and stuff like that. And
it was released June 17th, 22. Angus MacLean directed it. It's got three producers, Galen Sussman, Pete Docter, and Andrew Stanton. Three writers, Angus MacLean, Matthew Aldrich, and Jason Headley. Got Michael Giacchino in charge of music, and then Walt Disney and Pixar are the people who did it.
So Pixar was the studio, but they, of course, are owned by Disney now, so it's Disney Pixar. Kind of like Lucasfilm, it's Disney Lucasfilm, or Marvel, Disney's Marvel. Disney owns the world, or they will before it ends. So
probably.
Who knows?
Probably.
But as Logan said, this was about Buzz Lightyear. But it's not the Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story, per se. Well,
technically, it's supposed to be the Buzz Lightyear movie from Toy Story. But.
Yep. So there is a slight variance and difference. that this is the actual movie that Andy fell in love with, kind of like with me and Star Wars that I fell in love with in the third grade. This was Andy's movie that got him so jazzed up about Buzz Lightyear and went to infinity and beyond to get all the toys like I'm trying to do. But it is a fun distinction. Mm-hmm. Some people were kind of upset because they did not cast Tim Allen as the voice actor. It's actually Chris Evans. Some say, well, Chris Evans was the hot voice actor at the time. That's why I got it. That's partially true. But if you think about it, I've been buying toys for a while. Not my whole life by any means, but for a while. But when toys have a voice that's recorded, sometimes they can't get the actual actors that portrayed them in a movie. So they use voice doubles.
Yep.
So to me, this just kind of translates into the toy world that they could not get Chris Evans to do the toy voice, so they hired Tim Allen to do the toy voice, as if this was a real world situation.
Yeah.
So that's how.
Give two voice actors the same prompt for character and see if they get out mostly similar.
True. And that's how it's done a lot of times in the toy industry. So that's how I justified them changing the voice. Had no problems with it. Logan did a little bit of research about this before this movie came out. There was also some TV series. So I want to do that a little.
62 episodes or 65.
Okay.
Yeah, 60 episodes in 1 year, 2 episodes the next year, a 3 episode prequel, and then a marathon episode, which I'm guessing is just they did a rerun of the thing.
Together.
Yeah.
Something like that. So in essence, and what I've kind of looked at, Lightyear was kind of like at the end of all that. All those other things were the setup. Because in this movie, we don't actually see Star Command.
Yeah, true.
This is where he's already been a ranger. Yeah,
it's definitely not the same setting.
Yeah,
Zurg's a thing in the show, too.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, who knows about that?
Entirely different settings. There's a lot more aliens in the show too, from what I know.
Okay, which kind of makes sense because it's Star Command. They're supposed to be patrolling the galaxy as space rangers.
Yep, which at least in this one is a bit optimistic with the travel times.
Well, this one is him, Buzz, when I say him, and his commander. What was her name? I got it listed here. Give me a moment, everybody.
It's Hawthorne for the last name, I think.
Right? Is it Hawthorne? I think you're probably right. It's Hawthorne. Yeah. You're right.
Can't remember her first name, though. I just remember Hawthorne because both of the gals had it.
Right. Alicia Hawthorne. So, and it's his friend and commanding officer. And they've been in Space Command and have been Rangers for a while.
Yeah, they're decently good at this.
Right, and they've been assigned as protection detail, basically, of a exploration ship, almost like a colony ship. I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't think they were expecting to come back to the same place.
Didn't feel like it.
No matter what Buzz thought, apparently.
True, because it was a really big ship. Had a lot of, and even they were in freeze chambers or sleep chambers. So, and then they just got woke up because they had an emergency beacon, which never really was explained.
I think it was just they found a planet and they were sent to determine if it was hospitable enough to set up shop on, I think.
Okay, and they land there and they bring out a rookie, which I didn't even remember him being de-thawed as a popsicle, but I guess he was. Yep. And they went to explore. And this rookie was basically almost pretty much like the Star Trek red shirt. He was meant to be the one to get in trouble and die.
Yep. But he did survive.
Yeah, he did survive. Yeah. So there's that.
But he did get dragged off for a while.
True. And then when they tried to take back off again because the planet proved to be inhospitable and plant life basically started growing in around them and trying to capture
also
them.
Also landed in a quicksand pit.
True.
That's why they had gotten or tar pit or whatever.
Right. When they try to take off, there was that obstacle. Then if I remember right,
an angle and there was a cliff.
The one of the vines captured one of their engines to make it go out. So it was a combination of everything all at once.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff.
And then
pit got him at an angle. They might have gotten hit by a plant too, and there was a cliff right there.
And they tried to go above it, but Buzz couldn't do it at that point in time. And they crash landed back on the planet. And of all things, they have this basically a defense shield, in essence. They set up an electrified field so the plant life couldn't quite get through them on their own. They could burrow through underground, though, at times. Maybe it's not the something. Major one.
Yeah, it's just it's electric like electric fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds right.
You're right. It's the electric fence type.
The they get a shield better shield later, but later. That's, right. Yeah.
My bad. I'm jumping ahead, everybody. I apologize. So I've been buying these toys because I looked at them several times at the store and I was like, those are kind of cool, but I don't know.
Neat starships.
That's what triggered me, like Louis said, was the neat starships. Yep. I did purchase almost everything. I do not have the armadillo, but I have all the starships that were produced, the command base, most all the figures, not all. I don't have any of the robots, which I don't know if I'll ever get them because they clearanced them out before I could get to them. But I did get some figures on clearance, which was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And I assume I have all the different colors of jumpsuits that Buzz Lightyear wore. But with all the ships that were involved, and we also got the smaller versions that were like the action fleet size starships, most of them. So it was kind of like... go ahead.
We didn't realize that it was all of them in quick successions as the test flights.
Yes, we didn't realize that. I thought that, oh, we're going to have Star Command, and we're going to have fleets of starships, and these are the different starships. But as Logan said, nope. Yeah,
these are just iterations on Buzz going to space and time traveling for like 4 to 16 years.
Yes. So my toy collecting, I will probably say, well, they're just a fleet because I don't think I have any duplicates of the ships, but if I ever ran into them at a cheap price or at a garage sale, I'd probably pick up some others just to put in there with them or customize and change the paint and whatnot. Just have some fun. But that's why I got into it. We hadn't watched the movie until just this past weekend. Like I said, we do have Disney Plus, so we watched it there. Why it took us so long, I don't know. It just did. All in all, when push came to shove, we, like Logan said, we found out that these were different variations of a ship because of
the light speed takes a while, and they didn't really have the blueprints for the thing.
Right, mix the all they the kind of like that.
They were researching how to get light speed for fast travel. It didn't quite work out because basically an alternative to the freezing option, which I guess works because the person inside it experiences it like very quickly, but time still passes as normal on the outside, apparently.
Which is a legitimate theory of Einstein's. When you go faster than light, you are actually slowing down your time while the time around you is still going at normal pace. So you actually are technically traveling in time. That's Albert Einstein's theory with light speed. And that's what we're trying to go to, because that most people think that to be able to get to these other possibly inhabited planets, we would have to travel a long ways. Yep. So instead of sleep chamber stuff, if we can do hyperspace or light speed, whatever you want to call it, they can get there faster. But at the same time, all your family at home is pretty much aging faster than you are in your eyes because you're going so fast. Yeah, and that's so what Buzz faces.
The space in between is still the same and even might even just be...
you kind of create a bubble around yourself. As you're moving faster through light speed, you're moving slower through time in essence, or you're moving so fast in time that it slows down your time relevancy to what the outside world is actually experiencing. So in this case, most of the failed attempts, because they were all failed attempts till the very last one, was spending basically four years in space in real time.
Yeah.
And it was only a minute or two or so
for him.
So that's the quandary Buck is facing, and he's watching, especially Alicia, seeing her family grow.
Yeah.
But then at a faster rate of speed. So he doesn't get to have all the interactions that he could have had with her as he did before crash landing on that planet.
Yep.
So it's interesting. They kind of took real world theories of physics and stuff and applied it to this movie. So I kind of appreciated that.
Huh. Yeah.
And then the very last time
he had, well, the socks
Oh, yes.
Bot was a personal cat robot that Alicia got him after his first
very
trip.
First one, yeah.
And it was meant to, like, I can play games with you. I can try and relaxing noise while you sleep. And he did not go well the first time, but he said, why don't you work on this problem that the scientists are working on? And then it eventually got there in true. 65 years, I
65, think? 66, yeah, somewhere 60 in that some time.
Years.
So that's right. Yeah. And then I'm assuming this, I missed this in the movie, so I'm not sure the exact time frame, but I would assume it's probably taken a year to rebuild the ships because they are completely new designs.
True.
So I'm assuming that it takes a year to rebuild.
Well, I'm not sure if he was... I think that might have been... They did that while he was in the thing. Because it certainly didn't seem like he'd caught up much with Alicia and everybody
right,
else.
And that's,
he just...
I couldn't quite understand that
flow. He didn't seem
flow.
To actually do much downtime there.
Didn't feel like it, no.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if he slept.
And then... I think he slept, at least that first time. Cause
so maybe a day between?
I would say a day between, probably, to get prepped again.
Because they worked on the ships in between him coming back, which, probably could have done with a bit more getting him used to the base existing and all that. Because they basically did their... Alicia basically did their original mission. They were supposed to go to a planet with the scientists and help them with their... research colony.
True.
Alicia did that.
It took about a year for them to build the colony.
Yeah.
To even do the first test flight.
Yeah.
So they had that time frame. And I think, was it after the first time he came back they had the shield or somewhere in between?
No, the shield is the...
When did that come?
That's at the very...
Is that the very last one?
Yeah. That's the one guy's
okay,
thing. That wasn't even up until commander. After he did the successful run.
Okay, that was Commander Burnside.
That was, Burnside?
Yep.
Yeah, Burnside's pet project.
Okay, which I couldn't remember.
Was admittedly, it did work for what he wanted it to work for. So.
And the last time that he did fly, it was the XO-15. So that gives you, it took him 15 times. And the last one did actually succeed. And it was
using
on Sox's
little thing that he took like 60 some years to do. And for some reason they wanted to decommission Sox because they were going, okay, yeah, we don't really want to do more of this testing the things. Well, you can go do whatever.
So
retire, I guess.
His last flight was technically a defiance of orders and illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But that 15 try was the success. And it basically was kind of like taking a slushy to 7-Eleven and doing a, what are they called, the blizzard type things or monster ones where you'd get all the different flavors.
Yeah, I just remember the Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, Coke things from, was it Burger King's had the little recipes even?
Well, there is, I think Burger King might have had them, but it was basically that. There was four types of crystals that they could mine off that planet, and they were testing each version and each different types of percentages. And then Sox basically said, here's are the percentages, but you have to mix all four, not just a couple.
Yeah.
So it was one of those type of mixtures that you look at the machine. They're either called monster drinks or, I know it's not the monster drink.
It's a different thing. But
it's a different thing entirely. It's an energy drink. But that's...
Yeah, but it's a mix of all of it.
Right. And when it comes back, it's that time it's actually 20 some odd years.
Yeah, 16, 20 years.
And Burnside is there. His friend, Alicia, has passed away. She, over the years, had become a grandma, and she had a granddaughter.
Yeah, Burnside is there, and he's decommissioning him, and that's when they do the that's when they do the light year one.
Right, but when he comes back after that, it's 22 then, some years later.
And then Zurg's there.
Right.
Yeah.
And he finds out that Alicia's granddaughter is part of Space Command, not quite what he expected when that was revealed, which I think we might leave for other viewers to see, or if they've already
he
seen it, they know.
Yeah, he found a small group of people working to fight against the... Working to fight against Zurg.
So they're basically a band of rebels.
Yep.
And they were basically outside of the
dome. Yeah, they were in one of the satellite... camps when everything happened, and only the main place has the laser dome at the moment.
And it's Izzy, who is Hawthorne's granddaughter. It is Mo.
Mo was the explosives guy, right?
You mean the old lady or the old man? I can't say. They never said what the...
I think it was guy, but I don't know.
This movie kind of tended not to give genders, per se, which was fine. Yeah. We don't mind that at all, but it kind of looked like she was an old grandma, but it could have been an old man. But for me, seeing it as an old lady grandma doing explosives just made it much more hilarious for me, because it was like, oh, grandma's mixing it up in the kitchen, but it's not the cooking, it's for the explosives, so... For me, it'll always be a grandma type figure, because that's what's in my head. Sure. But it could be interpreted as a grandpa. And then
Darby was the more cowardly one.
Yeah, he was cowardly, and you didn't know.
He did get
Go ahead.
He did get to be a bit better at that, but yeah.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a thing about the things Buzz was thinking, where the cowardly things being actually useful and not for what they intended sometimes.
True.
Like the whole surrender cord on the chute.
Yep.
Make you a Katamari ball.
Pretty much. And then they had a droid, which was called Derek. I don't know what it stands for, but I'm sure it stands for something. It's usually an acronym for something.
It didn't come with much.
It's kind of there. Was there for a moment, then was gone, then was there briefly at the end again.
Kind of like how Buzz did not really like the autopilot for most of the thing.
True.
He did find a use for it at that end, but yeah.
That is true. But through the last probably good third of the movie, it was them battling Zerg, because his forces are there. His robots are there, trying to break through the shield to steal the hyperdrive, because for some reason, we won't go into details about it.
His war. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
he had one. It wore out. He can't use it anymore.
So he needed a new one. He knew it was something. They had one. Mm-hmm. So all of that's in play, and the big battle is up on Zerg's ship, the big main mothership. And we can't go too much into that about details.
It is fairly spoilery.
It's fairly spoilery. So we're not going to go into too much. Just say that it's probably a 20-minute sequence of the teams, Buzz in one area and the two lesser characters in another area, and then Izzy's in another area by herself, because she gets separated from them at one point. So they're all kind of in their own respective
spots. Mo and Darby are left to guard the ship.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. So and then for whatever reason, Izzy has to face a fear. Well, they all kind of have to face a fear to a degree. Except for Mo.
Well,
Mo doesn't. Yeah. Logan could say he. It doesn't matter.
Or whatever.
But she's on probation or is part of a prison release type program to this outpost. So that's also
for exactly
hilarious.
Exactly the crime Buzz has, too. It's just. So, what did you do to get on probation, anyways? Steal a ship. That was just funny when they finally learned that.
So it's fun in that regards. And then at the very end, it's more or less a happy ending. If you look at the time travel type stories, even Buck Rogers in the 25th century and Buzz Lightyear, because he traveled through time. In essence, it's almost a sad story, because all of their family, unless they a distant relative happens to survive, are gone. They've passed away.
Yep.
So, and they're having to make new friends
and
do all that, which is a new adventure, yes, but at the back of your head, you also got to think that, he's got to be a little sad too, because Buzz missed all of Alicia and her son and Alicia and her wife's son growing up and him getting married and having Izzy. He missed all that interaction that he could have gotten. So at times, this movie kind of in the back of your head could say, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, Alicia probably should have said, no, you don't get to do it right away. You get to actually spend some time planet side doing our job.
Right. That's
maybe rotate through test pilots.
But there was no other pilots, though, just her and Buzz, unless they trained somebody.
Be the idea. Take a year to actually look at the notes from the results.
Train who wants to do that? To,
yeah. Buzz really got narrowed in on that. We have to get Lightspeed to go home and such. But
true.
I'm pretty sure that mission was supposed to be one way anyway. Yeah.
And we're in Toy Story. Buzz is kind of a know-it-all. He's this way in Lightyear to a degree, but it's not as noticeable.
Yeah. He's a bit... It's annoying keeping the new guys safe and all that, which... Sometimes he's got a point, sometimes he doesn't, but yeah.
And it's Sox who provides the comedy relief until the new crew comes into effect with the three.
Well, additions. Sox actually doesn't show up much. Well, actually,
after the first flight.
Yeah, true.
So it provides a little bit of comedy relief until we get to the last act where the three that join his team or he joins their team, however you want to look at it, start interacting, and then it kind of gets kind of hilarious and has some fun moments in it. So with all of that said, a lot of times this film does to get slammed a little bit, but I found it entertaining.
Yeah, it's got a different universe than the original one, which from what I understand, the original TV series was well liked, so there is that. But
Well, one of the things I would like to see is, well, there is the TV series.
Yeah, we tried looking that up on Disney Plus afterwards. It is not there. I don't know why.
It's like, cracker. Because I want to see Star Command and what this is all about. And
yeah, because apparently that's a well-liked TV series, and it's done. It's 65 episodes, basically.
That's what you said. So I'm interested in seeing it, but I don't know if I'll ever get to because I can't find it. It might have a physical copy, but we're cheap.
Yeah,
we kind of wait until they're a little bit cheaper before we buy in a bundle or something. But we eventually get them. But that's why we have our streaming services. But we do prefer physical media.
Yeah, we also need to reset up our DVD player. I think it'll end up being the PS3, but
haven't brought it upstairs yet.
Yeah, probably should do that. Sometime.
But, yeah. We don't put.
We don't like messing with wires. We do like the physical media though. Which.
Oh yeah, we'll get there. Whether it's the PS3 or another Blu-ray DVD combo, because I don't know if your PS3 does DVDs. Does it?
I think it does. I'm pretty sure the PS2 will.
Okay, so we're gonna have to research that a little bit. We did once before, but I can't remember now. So that's how long it's been. Oh, well. But for me, this one, it's a fun movie. I enjoyed it. I don't know why we took so long to watch it, because I think I was so scared that it was going to be in the vein of Toy Story, which I like, but I didn't want this movie to be like that. And I got it in my head it was going to be, so I drug my feet.
It's one of like a dozen sci-fi animated things that would be neat to see, but
we just never got around to doing things.
No. Yeah, there's a number of things you could
do. Well, technically it's only a year. It was 2022. This is only 23, so.
True. So this wasn't that old by the time we got to it.
But I would say put it in your collections if you like the animation. This would fit nicely. It's a one movie.
It's pretty good,
At a library, it would fit nicely. I would not, if you have a kiddie section separated out, maybe this one you might put it in a teen section because it does deal with some violence and mature themes. Like I said, Buzz losing time with his friends and people passing away on him. So those would be some conversations that you would have to have with your little ones. So be aware of that. So, but everything is, you know, technically real to life. That's going to happen to everybody eventually in life. So in essence, you know, you will eventually have to talk to them, but choose your moment as parents. I know that's what each parent does. We did that with Logan in April. Mm-hmm. We probably did it earlier than some, but that's all right.
Pets can bring that conversation up sometimes.
True.
I honestly can't remember, but yeah.
True that. Oh, I think that's probably about it without doing spoiler type stuff.
Yeah. 'Cause there are some spoiler stuff that... just take this bit out for a bit, but you could totally use the time travel in there for actually ethically doing it without killing a number of everybody past the point where you travel back to thing. You could actually...
If you can figure out how to go backwards, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, as I said, this is probably going to be cut out because you can't really...
No, if you could figure out how to go backwards, yeah, I would agree with you. But all he knows is how to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's always a possibility of somebody developing the knowledge of going back. Who knows? You never know. anything else you want to mention about the movie? Because, I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yeah, there's like two or three things that are just so... It's more things to talk about, but it's involved with all the spoilers. So, yeah, sorry.
Alrighty. That's what happens.
Well, we've talked for half an hour anyways.
Yeah, that's usually a cutoff point. But we're going to leave out on Infinite Motion, which is spelled M-O-E-tion. So kind of a play on Mo. So Infinite Motion. And this the whole soundtrack, as Logan already said, is by Michael Giacchino. So that's who has done the soundtrack, and that's where this is coming from. So you could go to the soundtrack's page and find it there and listen to the whole album. But I know they would greatly appreciate it if you would go to, again, your digital vendor of choice, download the album, and listen to it. If you can find a physical copy,
go for it.
We always like that.
We
so
might,
do that.
If we find that in a Dollar General or Dollar Tree or Family Dollar or.
Like I said, we're cheap.
Yeah, we'd probably pick that up. Yeah.
Oh, yes. So anyway, that's.
Might not get it from Walmart, but.
True.
Once it's on the clearance bins, maybe.
Maybe. But there you got it. There you got it. Yeah, you got it. But there you have it. We're going to leave out on that. We appreciate everybody showing up and listening to us Google and gaggle and do all this fun stuff again. And remember, these are Logan and I's thoughts, our own thoughts. Yeah. If anybody associated with us, they're not their thoughts. These are just ours. We're just having fun. Want everybody listening to have some fun. But this is how we do things. We want, and I know we're kind of a dry fun for some people, but hey, we're having fun.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, here we go with Infinite Motion. We will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.